Great to be joined by Gavin Duncan on this Dream Team interview. Farmington running back and linebacker, and was part of a real turnaround season for the Farmington Knights this year. And Gavin, first of all, congratulations on being selected to the Dream Team by the area coaches. What are your feelings about that?
It's a good honor to have. I've always wanted to be on the Dream Team ever since I was listening to the radio show in middle school. So it's pretty cool to finally be on it.
All right, that's great. I want to talk about your individual season, certainly, but for the Farmington Knights football team, hadn't had a winning season for a few years. You were able to get a 500 mark last year. How happy and proud were you that the Knights were able to really turn it around this year?
Oh, it was awesome. My freshman year, we went 1-9, and me and the group of guys in my grade figured we saw we had a pretty good team, and we knew we could be pretty successful. So we just worked hard, and that happened.
Obviously, you had to have the talent, and that was there. But what do you think were maybe the major factors in getting that thing turned?
Probably changing the offense is probably the biggest thing. Going to the triple option offense instead of the spread, because we're not really an athletic fast team. We just do things right and play hard.
Yeah, and you know what? I thought that toughness was kind of one of the calling cards of the team. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. That's what our coaches preach us every day is toughness and finishing.
You had a 1,000-yard season this year, but let's go ahead and talk about I thought it was your best game. I mean, it was really an incredible performance that you had against Clayton. You rushed for 320 yards and 7 touchdowns. Was that the highlight for you individually?
Probably individually, that was probably by far my best game. It was just awesome to see all of my linemen open up holes for me all game and just getting that opportunity.
Take us through playing in that game, and did you realize at some point what, you know, the type of monumental game that you were putting together there?
Kind of. There before halftime, we have a freshman who on the sideline keeps stats, and he was kind of updating me with how many yards I had and touchdowns. So I kind of saw it happening.
So you were aware of it. 7 touchdowns, that was a school record. So, you know, a tremendous effort there as well. I like the fact that you thanked your linemen the very first thing when I brought up that game. Is there let's talk about, you talked about individually. How about for like a team memory? What was maybe your favorite game this year?
Probably the Parkway West game. When we won 21-14, we sealed the game on Cody Wright's game-winning pick 6 off a tip pass. That was probably the team highlight.
Yeah, that was a great game. And you guys played in so many games like that this year that could go one way or another on a single play. In fact, starting the season with a deflected touchdown in overtime and a victory over Fox. We talked about toughness earlier. Those are the type of games that got to be tough to win, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, that Fox game, we won overtime off a tip pass, so we just had to keep playing that game. They were a lot bigger than us and stronger than us. We just had to keep playing hard and see what happened in the end.
You had a great year as running back, but you also had a great year as a linebacker as well, and that's probably where you've made your name over the years. What side of the ball do you enjoy playing more?
It usually differs from game to game. For having a bad offensive game, of course, I like the defensive side better, but like the Clayton game, I was enjoying the offensive side a little more.
I'm not surprised. Gavin, do you hope to be playing football next year?
Yeah, I'm looking at a couple NAIA colleges, either Evangel University or Central Methodist University.
And how's that process going for you, that recruiting process? Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool going to visit the colleges and stuff.
That's great. Do you know what you'd like to study next year?
Not really. I'm probably going to be a paramedic, so somewhere in the health field probably.
Yeah, great. Are there some people that you'd like to thank for supporting you academically or athletically throughout the years?
Yeah, I'd like to thank my family for always supporting my football career and athletic career through the years, always going to the Pee Wee games and spending weekends in the bleachers. And all my coaches throughout the years, through basketball and football, had some really good ones shape me, and that's about it.
Gavin, congratulations on your success, and we wish you much more in the future.
Thank you.
Gavin Duncan of Farmington, running back and linebacker, joining us on this Dream Team interview on Regional Radio.